Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
This is Don Fluckinger on site at HIMSS 2014. I'm with Pamela Arora, Vice President and Chief Information Officer at Children's Medical Center in Dallas. She's also a CHIME board member. That would be the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Don.
Well, from your point of view at a children's hospital, you have a lot of care coordination going on. How is health IT interoperability at a point now that it works for your clinicians to exchange data, especially with, you know, patients, family physicians, primary care, home medical support networks?
It's a good question, Don, and we do make every stride to adopt technologies that allow for that sharing. We happen to have an EMR that has capabilities to speak with its EMR quite well as other EMRs, but many times that isn't enough. We have also signed up to be part of the local regional HIEs, but many times you're challenged because the true value is when lots of organizations are signed up, and we're finding that the adoption is taking some time to get others signed up. The WIFM factor, what's in it for me factor, needs to be there for the clinicians to go out there. And if you're actually rolling an HIE out when there isn't a lot of, is not a lot of participation, then you're in a situation where it's not as compelling for them to go those extra clicks to go out and check that information.
Right, right. That makes sense. What are the biggest challenges you face with care coordination? I know you sort of just covered one there, the lack of two-way communication. And are you sanguine that meaningful use stage two might help solve some of these challenges?
It does incentivize behavior in the right direction. But there, it is a cultural issue that needs to be addressed because it's not enough to just have the tools. You need to have the physicians communicating via these mechanisms as well as patient families leveraging these kinds of solutions. Being in a pediatric organization where we have highly specialized care, we're finding that it's most compelling to the parent and family that has a child with a chronic condition. And in those instances, we found some solutions with PHRs that are compelling to those families.
Yeah. Well, drill in a little deeper on that. How do you create open networks that parents can access and take information back when the other practitioner that you're trying to communicate with might not be, shall we say, online yet?
Right. Now, for the ones that are online, you can get the two systems to speak, but for the physicians that are not online, and in some cases, even for the parent to administer medication or for the child to administer medication, these untethered PHRs can be quite helpful. So what Children's has done, and we did this with a pilot with the ONC, the Ignite Initiative, we basically downloaded information necessary for sickle cell patients in Tyler, Texas, to a PHR that's untethered. We happen to use Microsoft Health Vault, but it could be another flavor of a PHR. And the family basically uses an iPhone to get the information on their iPhone. And in turn, they're able to manage their condition. In this case, if sickle cell patients don't take their medication on time, it's very painful. And now the kid's carrying around a cool iPhone, and it's helping to trigger when they need to be taking care of that.
Yeah, and you used that example because I imagine there's a lot of data and a lot of support on from the IT side needed for these particular frequent flyer patients.
Absolutely. Yeah, in this case, it's made a world of difference for those families because to carry around the medical record is just so onerous. Now, we have a portal into our electronic medical record, but sometimes that separate PHR is easier to manage for some of the other caregivers they interact with, including themselves.
Now, if any of our listeners want to read up about this, before we started the podcast, you had mentioned ONC or somebody wrote a blog post about your sickle cell?
They certainly did. It's at the healthit.gov website, and it's blog relative to the Health IT Buzz. That's B-U-Z-Z.
Yes, yes.
And there is a article written, and there's also a little video that shows how this is making a difference to that patient population, and Children's has every intention of expanding the scope of that initiative.
Very nice. Well, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Don.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.